Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, like the Son and the disciples in the midst of the raging sea, put your thoughts not on the storm surrounding you, but on the fact that I'm asleep in the bow of your boat, the circumstances you are so furiously rowing trying to get to the other shore. This present difficulty is a test of my, not of you, but of my, go ahead and test me, my unwavering commitment to you. Not to your ability to withstand the howling winds and the demonic waves of opposition battering your faith to its very limits. Fear not, says God. Rather than rowing and rowing against the tide of the enemy, why don't you find your rest in me, knowing that the battle isn't yours, but mine. The difficulties you face are not orchestrated by my hand, for I take no pleasure in your suffering. I put no premium upon suffering, says the Father, no matter what you've been told to the contrary. Look beyond the turbulence. Fix your gaze solely upon me. Just as the cross provided an escape for all humanity, I have provided an escape for your particular situation. The door is open. The breakthrough is at hand. You are right at the very threshold of a mountain-moving testimony, says the Father. And all you must do is look to me and follow my example. Today, enter into my presence. The demands placed upon you are an attempt of the enemy to consume your every thought, to drown you in your needs, but I am your anchor. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to act as I would if I were in your situation, because I am in your situation. You remember, I'm within you. We face this together. One day you'll look back at this challenge and you'll laugh, remembering the blessings that emerged from what seemed like utter and absolute loss. Trust me, says the Father, and we will get through this together. Now remember what Jesus said, that the kingdom doesn't come by observation. If all we're doing is just observing and hoping something's going to happen, you're probably going to be disappointed. You have to do something. I want you to take this word and mix it with some faith by sowing financially into its fulfillment in your life. Nothing will get you into faith or unbelief except when it comes to the area of giving. The faith it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this very breakthrough to pass in your life. You could give by texting the word prophet to 44321, or you could use Cash App, $prophetic now, or Zelle, prophetic now@gmail.com. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Many of you have been asking, you've heard me say that I'm here to be the prophet in your life, and many of you have been asking how to go about doing that, and I've heard you asking. I've just been reticent to put that information out there because there are 250,000 people on this mailing list, and I can't open myself up to a mentoring relationship with every last one of them. That would be a great disappointment to them. However, if you will do a prophetic counseling, and you can go to the website www.fathersheartministry.net and schedule a prophetic counseling afterwards, I will give you personal contact information and we will set up a program of connecting on a regular basis, not just for the purpose of giving you prophetic insight and being God. No, I'm talking about building a relationship, a mentoring relationship with a view to seeing you get your version of the breakthrough that I've been walking through all these years. This is Prophet Russ Walden reminding you, the sky isn't falling, folks. The kingdom is coming.